On the first day of school, Victor stood in line half an hour before he came to Wobbly Card table. He was handed a packet of papers and a computer card on which he listed his one elective, French. He already spoke Spanish and English, but he thought someday he might travel to France, where it was cool, not like Frenzo, where summer days reached 110 degrees in the shade. There were rivers in France, and huge churches, and fair-skinned people everywhere. The way there were brown people all around Victor. Besides Teresa, a girl he had liked since they were in catechism classes at St. Teresa's, was taking French too. With any luck, they would be in the same class. Teresa is going to be my girl this year, he promised to himself as he left the gym full of students in their new fall clothes. She was cute and good in math, too. Victor thought as he walked down the hall to his homeroom. He ran into his friend, Michael Torres, by the water fountain that never turned off. They shook hands, raza style, and jerked their heads at one another in the sudo de vato. How come you're making a face? Asked Victor. I ain't making a face, I say. This is my face, Michael said. His face had changed during the summer. He had read a GQ magazine that his older brother had borrowed from the bookmobile and noticed that the male models all had the same look on their face. They would stand one arm around a beautiful woman and scowl. They would sit at a pool, their rippled stomachs dark with shadow and scowl. They would sit at dinner tables, cool juice in their hands, and scowl. I think it works, said Michael. He scowled and let his upper lip quiver. His teeth showed along his ferocity of his soul. Belinda Reyes walked by a while ago and looked at me, he said. Victor didn't say anything, though he thought his friend looked pretty strange. They talked about recent movies, baseball, their parents, and the horrors of picking grapes in order to buy their fall clothes. Picking grapes was like living in Siberia, except hot and more boring. What classes are you taking? Michael said, scowling. French. How about you? Spanish. I am so good at it, even if I'm Mexican. I'm not either, but I'm better at it than math, that's for sure. A tinny 3-beat bell propelled students to their homerooms. The two friends sucked each other in the arm and went their ways. Victor thinking, man, that's weird. Michael thinks making a face makes him handsome. On the way to his homeroom, Victor tried a scowl. He felt foolish until out of the corner of his eye, he saw a girl looking at him. He thought, maybe it does work. He scowled with greater conviction. In the homeroom, roll was taken, emergency cards were passed out, and they were given a bulletin to take home to their parents. The principal, Mr. Belton, spoke over the crackling loudspeaker, welcoming the students to a new year, new experiences, and new friendships. The students squirmed in their chairs and ignored him. They were anxious to go to first period. Victor sat calmly, thinking of Teresa, who sat 2 rows away, reading a paperbacked novel. This would be his year. She was in his homeroom and would probably be in his English and math classes. And of course, French. The bell rang for first period and all the students hurtled noisily through the door. Only Teresa lingered, talking with the homeroom teacher. So you think I should talk to Mrs. Gaines? She asked the teacher. She would know about ballet. She would be a good bet. the teacher said, then added, or the gym teacher, Mrs. Graza. Victor lingered, keeping his head down and staring at his desk. He waited to leave when she did, so he could bump into her and say something clever. He watched her on the sly. As she turned to leave, he stood up and hurried to the door, where he managed to catch her eye. She smiled and said, "Hi, Victor." He smiled back and said, "Yeah, that's me." His brown face blushed. Why hadn't he said, "Hi, Teresa," or "How was your summer?" or something nice? As Teresa walked down the hall, Victor walked the other way, looking back, admiring how gracefully she walked, one foot in front of the other. So much for being in the same class, he thought. As he trudged to English, he practiced scowling. In English, they reviewed the parts of speech. Mr. Lucas, a portly man, waddled down the aisle asking, "What is a noun? A place? A person, a place, or a thing?" The class said in unison. "Yes, now somebody give me an example of a person you know." "Of a person." "You, Victor Rodriguez." "Teresa," he said automatically. Some of the girls giggled. They knew he had a crush on Teresa. He found himself blushing again. "Correct," Mr. Lucas said. "Now provide me with a place." Mr. Lucas called on a freckled kid who answered, "Teresa's house with the kitchen filled with bed bugs." After English, Victor had math, his weakest subject. He sat in the back by the window, hoping that he would not be caught on. Victor understood most of the problems, but some of the stuff looked like the teacher made up as she went along. It was confusing, like the inside of a watch. After math, he had a 15-minute break, then social studies, and finally lunch. He bought a tuna casserole with buttered rolls, some fruit cocktail, and milk. He sat with Michael, who practiced scowling between bites. Girls walked by and looked at him. "See what I mean, Vic?" Michael scowled. "They love it." "Yeah, I guess so." They ate slowly, Victor scanning the horizon for a glimpse of Teresa. He didn't see her. She must have bought lunch, he thought, and is eating outside. Victor scraped his plate and left Michael, who was busy scowling at a girl two tables away. A small triangle-shaped campus bustled with students talking about their new classes. Everyone was in a sunny mood. Victor hurried to the back lunch area, where he sat down and opened his math book. He moved his lips as if he were reading, but his mind was somewhere else. He raised his eyebrows slowly to look around. No Teresa. He lowered his eyes, pretending to study. Then looked slowly to the left, no Teresa. He turned a page in a book and stared at some math problems that scared him because he knew he would have to do them eventually. He looked at the right, still no sign of her. He stretched out lazily in an attempt to disguise his snooping. Then he saw her. She was sitting with a girlfriend under a palm tree. Victor moved to a table near her and daydreamed about taking her to a movie. When the bell sounded, Teresa looked up and their eyes met. She smiled sweetly and gathered her books. Her next class was French, same as Victor. They were among the last students to arrive to class.
Can I say?